Hurricane Irma last year had a particularly strong impact on South Florida's low-income communities. People without cars or living paycheck to paycheck struggled to purchase food and supplies, especially after the storm. WLRN's Kate Stein reports that community leaders are working to make sure that that does not happen again.
After the hurricane, a massive network of community groups set up informal emergency operation centers that organizers say gave aid to more than 20,000 people. Before this year's hurricane season begins, they're trying to expand their plans. Valencia Gunder is a community activist who helped initiate the effort. She led a brainstorming session in Miami's Brownsville neighborhood last night.
So we're looking for storage space, right, throughout these neighborhoods. Hubs, so that's places where people can come and be served or get services. And then also community captains. People that live in the community that could respond, because your neighbor is your first responder.
This was the fourth of five meetings in Miami-Dade and Broward. Gunder and other organizers say the goal isn't to replace government help post-storm, but they want to ensure their communities can fend for themselves for several days if needed. Miami officials at Tuesday's meeting agreed. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
Similar efforts are taking place in Jacksonville and Orlando. On June 9th, the South Florida Network will be tested in a disaster response simulation organized by the community groups.